This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Media coverage is gradually improving for events like Saturday's nationwide protest of Planned Parenthood funding. Well over 200 events in 45 states went off with few problems. However, police in Washington, D.C. are being praised for their willingness to use force to protect the free speech of organizers against aggressive counter-protesters. And one event in California was canceled in the face of threats that went unchallenged by local authorities. However, for this, there was no major media coverage. Catholic UN watchdog and NGO CFAM is blasting an active European program to indoctrinate adolescents with ideas promoting the dangerous cocktail of licentious sex, abortion, and zero population, accusing countries like the U.S. and Poland of wanting to turn back time. A conference last week suggested that the essence of what they called youth empowerment was to embrace sexuality and abortion as rights. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. Over 200 doctors in the Netherlands are fighting back against euthanasia after one doctor put drugs into her patient's coffee to forcefully overcome her objections to being killed. She literally woke and fought with the doctor, but was overcome with a lethal injection. This group of doctors took out an ad to counter the idea that it is somehow okay to kill patients with advanced dementia. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.